Chapter 6, Mishnah 7, Eili lo metamin velo makshirin. The following things do not render impure, and they do not render susceptible to impurity. And they are hazaya, sweat, which we actually learnt above in chapter 2, that sweat doesn't make something susceptible to impurity. Valecha srucha, foul secretions. For example, says the Karti, pus, that emitted from like a wound, that doesn't make something susceptible to impurity. Vahari, excrement, doesn't render susceptible to impurity. Vadama yotzi imahem, and also any blood that issues with any of these, if there's blood mixed up with any of this, let's say the secretion or the excrement, that wouldn't render susceptible to impurity. Umashke ben shmoyna, and also liquid of an eighth born. An eighth born is an infant that was born after 8 months of pregnancy and was not considered viable. And therefore, it's anything emitted by an infant, for example, its blood, saliva, or urine, would not render susceptible to impurity, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Omer chutz midamoy, except its blood, he says that the disagrees with the previous opinion. He says that the blood of a non-viable child will render susceptible to impurity, as if it were the blood of a viable child. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, brings the Kahati. Vashoisa me Tveria, if someone drinks the waters of Tiberias that serve as a laxative, afal pi she yotzin nekiim, so that he drinks so much of the liquid that what comes out is clean. It's almost like water that comes out. Nevertheless, it has the status of excrement, not of water. Dam shchita bebehema b'chaba oifus hatmayim, the slaughtering blood of domesticated and wild beasts and fowl that are not kosher. So blood from slaughtering of non-kosher animal. V'dama kazel refuah, and also bloodletting for healing purposes. If a person bloodlet for healing, these would not be rendered something susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Elazar Matama Ba'elu, he disagrees. He says these things do render susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says, Chalav HaZachar, if milk that was issued from a male, so if a male out of his nipples there was some milk emitted, Tahor, that would be not considered a liquid and would not render impure.